ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, this morning we head to Vanuatu, where questions over media freedom have been raised after the media director of one of the country's major news outlets, the Daily Post newspaper, has been denied a work permit, effectively forcing him to leave the country. Canadian Dan McGarry has lived and worked in Vanuatu for the past 16 years. Since 2015, he's been the director of the Vanuatu Daily Post. But the country's Commissioner of Labor has told Pacific Beat that Mr. McGarry's permit has been rejected because he failed to comply with his work conditions. This is a little of what the Labor Commissioner Muriel Metzen had to say to us.
The decision to refuse that work permit is because looking through his file, there is no succession plan or training plan that has been provided for local counterpart. And he has been with the company since 2015. And given that we are trying to encourage localization policy, we want all business house in Vanuatu to support localization and to make sure that new Vanuatu people are, occupying those kind of positions.
So that is a little bit of what the Vanuatu Labor Commissioner Muriel Metzen has had to say about this work permit of Dan McGarry being rejected. But in a statement that he posted on Twitter, Mr. McGarry said that he believes his work at the newspaper and its coverage of government activities has upset the Prime Minister and his government, and he's described it as a sad day for media freedom. Now, Vanuatu's media association's also calling for the government to reconsider its position. Overnight, it's released a statement in which it says that, quote, silencing the media will only affect the good relationship that it has with the government, and that, quote, this relationship is at a level never before experienced by the media industry. Dan McGarry joins me live this morning on the line. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Well, as we heard, one of the arguments that the government's put forward is that your position should have been filled by a local or certainly had a succession plan in place. What do you say to that?
Well, frankly, we do have a succession plan in place, but Jane Joshua, the editor of the Daily Post, is not occupying the same position right now as I am. I'm responsible for all editorial content and also responsible for operational matters within the company, whereas the role of an editor is critical but not equivalent to the kind of work that I'm currently doing. So we have the plan to bring New Vanuatu staff up. The Daily Post has always taken pride in being almost exclusively New Vanuatu staffed. And the fact of the matter is, though, that the Commissioner of Labor knew when she issued that rejection that I was in the process of applying for citizenship, for New Vanuatu citizenship. And so this entire question would have been moot within weeks or possibly months at the most.
Now, you've claimed then, in fact, that you think this is really politically motivated. You say you've been summoned by the Prime Minister himself. You say, quote, you were berated by him for negative reporting. And I understand this wasn't the only time, in fact, that you've been summoned by the Prime Minister or the government. How many times have you had conversations, and what has been the message that you believe you've received from it?
Well, we've always tried to keep a very frank and open relationship with the government of Vanuatu, and I honestly thought that I had worked out, resolved any outstanding issues. It's easy for somebody in a position of power to feel beleaguered sometimes with the kind of coverage that they get. In July of this year, however, we were covering the deportation without any due process or access to legal representation by six people to China. Four of them held Vanuatu citizenship, and they never saw the inside of a courtroom before they were bundled onto a plane and packed off to Lord knows where. It was during the process, during the course of this reporting, that we began to hear indications that the government was more than just displeased with us, that they wanted to take action. And my understanding is that a note was placed on my employment file at that time. They waited until the first opportunity and then have proceeded with what appears to be an abuse of the administrative process. I have great respect for Muriel Metzen. I know the kind of pressures that she's operating under. And we applaud the sentiment of localization, but we were actually trying to uphold it. And frankly, the kind of decision that was made isn't consistent with the other decisions that the same labor commissioner has made. So all we can conclude is that this is a case of the government of Vanuatu using administrative processes to subvert a free media.
Well, you have been in Vanuatu for 16 years now. It sounds as though you don't think it's ever been at quite this point, and the Media Association of Vanuatu indeed also seems to suggest that's the case. So why do you think the government is choosing now to take this sort of position?
Well, Catherine, I think we're dealing with a kind of a different dynamic now than we were before, but I wouldn't say that things are better or worse now than they have been in the past. As you know, Mark Neil Jones, the founder of the Daily Post newspaper, he was assaulted three times, once by a minister of state personally. He's been deported, he's been imprisoned, he's been subjected to all kinds of abuse and vitriol. But in those cases, it was almost always personal. In other words, you know, it was a particular individual taking umbrage to a story that he wrote or, you know, a scandal that he uncovered. In this case, however, what we've got is the government using its formal mechanisms to undermine the operation of a free media. And that's something fundamentally different. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, what has changed in the last few years that would make them feel entitled to do this. And I think that they're getting an example from other nations that they're becoming increasingly close to. And they're taking a page from the book that, you know, we'd see in Hong Kong or China.
I have been in touch with the public relations officer of the Vanuatu government, and he's cited also the fact that some of your reporting has been inaccurate at times as well, and described that as certainly not good enough from media in Vanuatu. I mean, is that something that you will admit mistakes have been made in the past, but is that enough, do you think, as well, to be a reason to not issue you a work permit?
No. This is absurd, actually. I've always been extremely responsive to the government over issues of factual errors. And frankly, they are very, very few and far between. We pride ourselves on the accuracy of our reporting. We double and triple source everything we do, and we tend to work as a team. So it's not just a single individual going out on a limb and, you know, fighting a crusade or what have you. Our reporting is conservative. It is the kind of reporting that you would expect from any news organization. We don't do anything that's sensational. And any kind of characterization of our reporting as unprofessional or inaccurate is just not true.